Front Seat Live podcast happily presents My Year of Healing the Hustle podcast, where I, Jessica Butts, psychotherapist, 2.5-time author, corporate trainer, and Myers-Briggs expert, share my raw, vulnerable, honest, and in-the-moment experiences of my journey to heal the hustle. I recently put my money where my mouth was, and I sold everything I owned and moved to Maui with 5 suitcases to explore this healing island. What has come up is a mountain of real life healing the hustle experiences I hope you can see yourself in, so you can also heal your hustle while still being unapologetically who you are. Let's get started. Everybody, welcome back. It's been a minute since I have done 2 episodes in a week. As you guys know, I am not what's called batching content for the podcast. I am literally doing it in the moment because there seems to be so many life lessons being thrown at me. So I am breaking my rule this week for good reason, because I'm practicing what I preach, and I am going on vacation. Like vacation next week, actually tomorrow morning. So I am doing next week's episode this week. So you will get this while I'm in Kauai doing absolutely nothing with one of my best friends. So breaking my rule to make sure that I can actually go heal my hustle, because in last week's episode, I actually shared part of the book. I read from my book, which I haven't done probably ever, actually. Everybody always asks me if I'm ever going to put out an audiobook, and I'm such a I riff so much in the moment, I don't know if I can keep myself on track. And so that's what happened last week. But in that part that I read was, this is what I used to do, and why, what so many of us do is that we can't compartmentalize. We choose to not check out, right? There's so many different ways to contact us. There's, you know, Instagram Messenger, and lovingly, right, people respond to your messages. And I, as a people pleaser and a woman and a business owner, I always feel like I should be getting back to people. I just care about people. I have a ton of empathy. And so it's this overwhelming need to respond to messages and check in with people. And I'm going to practice what I preach next week and literally check out. I'm going to leave my phone in the room for multiple hours and just go enjoy Kauai. So I get to just do a little island hopper and leave tomorrow morning about 8:45 and hop over to Kauai, which is going to actually be really cool because I live here on Maui now, and I'm absolutely not on vacation. Everyone warned me it's very different. It's freaking fantastic living here, but it's not vacation. And so it's going to be funny to have the same scenery, but a completely different feel. And I'm very much looking forward to it. So thank you for allowing me to break my rule so that I can practice what I preach and do that. So the other thing I wanted to talk about before I jump into content, because I just seem to share a bit of personal things as we're going along at the beginning of these episodes, is one of the things I'm doing to heal my hustle is I'm reading fiction again. If you follow me on Instagram, I'm Jessica Butts MA over there, and I'm sharing some of my favorite Colleen Hoover books. I have a small obsession. I need a book that I get into very quickly. I need it to be an easy read, a good story. I'm all about stories. I actually think it's part of why I'm such a great therapist, is because my brain works in stories. And so my clients are always like, how did you remember that? I'm like, because you're a whole character. We're the characters of our own lives, right? So I just put stories together. Anyway, I'm obsessed with some Colleen Hoover. I've had a very stressful, couple of weeks, and I'm also luteal. I'm about to start my period. You know, I'm in that like nesting thing going on. And I got done with clients yesterday, and I just checked a couple things off of my to-do list, and then I laid on my couch for 5 fucking hours. 5 glorious, wonderful hours I only rode my bike to go grab something to eat, and then I came straight back, had my AC on, all cuddled up in my couch comforter that my girlfriend left here when her kids came. Thank you, Kara, for my fabulous comforter. And I read It Ends With Us by Colleen Hoover, and then I got up this morning, and I couldn't stop, and I finished it this morning, bawled my brains out. My fake eyelashes are all crusty, but this is one of the things that I am doing, and one of my best friends and I are going on vacation next week, but we also have some intentions on the trip. One of the things that we're planning on doing and setting intentions for this trip, which we love to do, is to have some more fun. And to enjoy our lives, even though we're busy and we've got tons of things going on and I've got a full client load and I'm doing retreats and I love my podcast. And I don't know how people also have kids. I don't know how you guys do it. God bless all of you parents out there. And last night, my sister and I were messaging back and forth, and she's reading a book called Soulful Simplicity. And she read me a section of the book that I plan on reading when I get it, but I'll paraphrase it here, is that there's a man in Mexico, and he's, you know, has a small fishing boat, and this, you know, highfalutin fancy guy from New York comes up to him and says, you know, why do you only have so many fish? And the fisherman says, this is enough to feed my family, for us to, you know, sell enough fish to get by. And of course, the businessman is telling him, well, this is how you can grow, and you can do this, and you can multiply, and then you can, you know, sell your business and have an IPO and move to, you know, New York and get on the stock exchange and blah, 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 on and on and on. And so then what? And basically the end of the story, I'm sorry, I forgot the first part of the story, which is he's like, this is what I do so that I can enjoy my kids and I can walk on the beach every day and I can take siestas with my wife and we can ride our bikes into town each night and have dinner and enjoy our lives. So you already know where I'm going with this. Again, he's, you know, 20 years later, he's like, you'll have all the money in the world. And of course the fisherman says, and then what? And then it's the life that he already has. It's the life he already has. And this feels like the perfect story, which I didn't do a very good job telling it, but you get the point. This is the world that we live in. A couple of episodes ago, I talked about my not new mindset, I guess just my realization of, I want connection over capitalism. I want connection with myself. I want connection with the earth. I want connection with the ocean. I want connection with those that are my best friends, my family. I want connection over capitalism. And there's a couple of, high profile coaches right now that are ending programs with their current clients. They're just refunding their money, which, you know, that would be nice, right? Refunding their money, just ending their programs and just building something new. And I just thought that is just, it's disgusting. It's capitalism at its worst. It's truly not giving a fuck about connection, about your clients, about what you're actually doing. All you care about is the performance. All you care about is making a scene, making a splash, putting out the new thing. One of my friends posted about it in a beautiful way, and she said, your vision should never be like bigger than connecting with people or caring about your people. However, those two stories are part of why I am healing the hustle. I'm teaching this content and I'm trying to help people understand the nature and nurture of the hustle. So the last many episodes I've been talking about how our world is set up for capitalism, that it's set up for look at me and showing off and how many things that I can do. And people aren't even enjoying their lives because we need bigger and better and we need more stuff and I need to buy more shit on Amazon. And I need to have a bigger house and I need new this and I need a better car and keeping up with the Joneses and on and on and on. And we get 25 years down the road and then it becomes time to enjoy our lives. Yet sometimes our bodies aren't even there, or we've gotten a divorce, or our kids hate our guts or something, because we've been in this hustle. So with so many people in my life, my sister, my friends, myself, especially living in Maui, I mean, you know, I've complained about the existing culture here, and now I'm, you know, starting to really appreciate it and love it and respect it, that I believe part of curing this hustle culture is having fun again as adults, like having fun, whatever that means to you, walking to the market or the, you know, the restaurants or whatever, like the fishermen or me, every time I hop on my bike and I ride into Lahaina, I like tear up a little bit. Like, this is my life. I get to just ride my bike to the grocery store. There is something so unbelievably satisfying about being able to do that and look at the ocean or, you know, watch sunrise or sunset whenever I want, or spend 5 hours reading a book. I didn't even nap. Like, normally I fall asleep immediately. I read a book for 5 fucking hours yesterday. It was so delightful. I cannot even tell you. And going into this vacation tomorrow, of making a choice. So that's going to lead into today's topic, which is part two of the book, which is identifying the hole in your bucket. And last week was number one, understanding your hustle. And today, part two of two, is understanding our personality. And what I just said about going on vacation next week and making it a choice to be. Making a choice to leave my phone in the room because I know I have an addiction to it, which I'm getting better about. By the way, do you guys turn your notifications off on your phone? It is, it's called focus on your settings, and you can just set it so anybody who texts you or calls you, it tells them you're busy. I know this is like probably like not informative to some of you. Some of you are probably like, duh. It is the best thing ever. I have it on right now, so it doesn't flash up. It doesn't ping me. I wake up in the morning and I see no messages, like until I turn my phone on, obviously. But it changes my mindset because there isn't this, while I'm doing this, looking at my phone, like, oh God, they're getting, calling me, or, oh God, well, no one calls me. That's not true. Or messaging me or texting me or whatever. It allows me to even trick my mind into nothing else is happening. And I am able to compartmentalize because, my friends, today's episode, the cover art for today's episode is the J. And this is most of our innateness. And so it's very important for us to remember the nurture and nature. So the nurture is this world that we live in, the capitalism, these coaches that are just saying fuck you to all their clients and just starting something new and pretending like everything's fine because they want to. That is disgusting. It's shame on you. If you guys are listening, you know exactly who you are. Shame on you. Also, keeping up with the Joneses and buying more stuff and doing more stuff and always more and more and more and more and more. Again, my sister's been recommending this soulful simplicity or minimalism. There's so many different things. A dear, dear friend of mine was talking about how to, you know, that her therapist keeps telling her to meditate. And she's like, fuck you, therapist, fuck you. So she checked in with me, her friend who's a therapist, and she's like, it just feels like one more thing to do. Should I actually do this? And I was like, yes. Like, I love you so much. And yes, she's right. You should absolutely be doing that. And so it's not about adding in more stuff. It's about simplifying, getting rid of some stuff, buying less stuff, putting yourself on a freaking budget so that you don't have to make so much money because you're not spending so much money. Hello, it's not rocket science. Okay, so let's jump into, I guess, the content for today. And I'm not going to go through all of the type stuff because this episode would be 5 hours long or longer. You know, I do corporate trainings on this. So many of my podcasts are about this, about Myers-Briggs, introversion, extroversion, sensing, intuition, thinking, feeling, judging, and perceiving. But what we're going to focus on today are the second letter and the last letter. And these cause a lot of confusion when I talk about them at corporate trainings or speaking. People, I get to the second one and they think that I'm talking about the last one. Anyway, there's just some confusion in N and J or S and J. So let's talk about the second letter, which is the N and the S. And both of these types can be hustlers when combined with the J. Okay, so this might be a little bit confusing, but if there's four archetypes that I have created, Front Seat Life Methodology. This is my proprietary system. If someone else is using it, I have trademarked this shit. So please start giving credit where credit is due, because I have seen a few people like, oh, blah, blah. I'm like, I created that. You need to give credit where credit is due. Love you guys. No, I don't. Actually, stop doing that. I am so fired up this morning. I've had too much coffee. I've been up since 4:30 because I have 5 million things to do before I go on vacation. So the N and the S is about how we take in information. And N's are these big picture thinkers. This is the four archetypes, again, that I have created. Two of the archetypes are NJ and SJ. NJs are the entrepreneurs. They're always thinking about what's next. They are never living in the moment. They are always wanting more, doing more personal development, wanting to better themselves, moving, changing careers, getting bored very, very easily. I probably could write a book about how being an N might be ruining your life. I've called being an N a blessing and a curse my entire life. Well, since I've learned about this for the last almost 30 years now, N's are quite honestly never satisfied. I know that sounds terrible, doesn't it? And it also makes us very, very successful because we are constantly thinking about what's next. We are constantly thinking about, okay, what can I do next? I mean, I've got this crazy idea in my head that won't go away, and it makes me want to do it. And yet I'm like, I haven't even finished this book. And it's an ongoing cycle in our head about what am I going to do next? Where am I going to go next? How can this be better? What's the side hustle? Blah, 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 blah. SJs are the police. They are not doing this. So, but my other two books, Live Your Life from the Front Seat and Don't Do Stuff You Suck At, are absolutely written for intuitive types. I've built my career really trying to help intuitive types because we're only 25% of the population, but it's also suppressed and oppressed out of us. And so we're not very accepting of this. This is the dichotomy when I'm doing corporate trainings or speaking, that it gets very quiet in the room because people are freaking out a little bit. They've never heard this before. They're starting to see themselves in this. They realize, oh my God, I'm this type and I'm scared and it's freaking me out. Maybe I am this person and I've never known it, because again, 75% of the population are S's. And S's can still be hustlers when paired with J. So NJs, intuitive judgers, are the ultimate in terms of type. Again, we are talking about nature today, not nurture. Nurture is all the stuff outside of us. Nature is how we are born. We are born with our personality types. So today is how this is also affecting us. Last week, I talked a bit about like a double whammy. This is the double whammy. It's for those of us that are NJs, specifically NJs, because we're always thinking about the future, what's coming next. But then the J is very, very controlling and bossy and wants things a certain way. However, SJs, the police, can be this way because of the J. So they are the police. They are very controlling. They want things a certain way. They're not as visionary. They live in the moment. However, when you combine the SJ, that's the recipe for the hustling. And here's why. It's because basically most of this comes down to the J, the last letter. So while the N punctuates it or highlights it, it being the hustle, more than the S, the J, hence the cover art imagery of this, the J personality type, the judgers, this is innately, again, nature, how we were born into this world. This is what we have to work on. This is 50% of the population, and it needs to be worked on. So J and P, you can think of it as doing and being. J's natural tendency, us J women, in the book I call this Jadas, our archetype Jadas, our archetype, our natural doers. It's our preferred way. We want to know what's happening, when it's happening, when are you coming to visit me, what's the plan? I need to control this because we feel better when we're in control. Can I get an amen to that? We feel calmer and better when we know what's up. Yet, it's also ruining our lives. Can I get another amen? This, my friends, as I've mentioned numerous times through these 100 and however many episodes this is the one dichotomy of Myers-Briggs, that we have to balance. So I've literally wrote a book called Don't Do Stuff You Suck At. This dichotomy, you don't get to say that. This is the infinity symbol, meaning it's not a line either or, it's a floating. You're floating, you never get off of it. And if you do the math, you're going to end up in the middle more often than not. This is the thing that is not innate for us. Being, going with the flow. Don't worry about it, we'll figure it out. Not seeking validation, not controlling every freaking thing in our lives, not controlling other people, letting life unfold the way that it's supposed to unfold. I know some of you are, I can just see some of you driving or walking or at the gym or wherever you are right now, and your skin is crawling because that is so not who we are. However, that is ruining our lives. I was just having a really great conversation with one of my longtime favorite clients yesterday. And she was talking about how she logics her intuition. So her intuition may tell her something, but that her logical mind like talks her out of it. And I said, oh, I totally get that. I said, that's our J, because my J controls what the universe may want for me. Like, right, I don't like that plan, so I'm going to fuck it up over here and I'm going to do my own thing. However, what I have learned as a 49-year-old woman is that if God, the universe, has a plan for you, it will come back. It's about that plan, the universe is tapping you on the shoulder, that vision that you have for yourself. I mean, look at this. I've always wanted to move here. Always. Have I diverted it many, many, many times? Yes. If it is meant for you, it will still come back. Yet, us controlling J types, sometimes we override our intuition because we're so get out of my way. I got to do this thing. I got to do it to the fullest extent. Fuck you. I don't want to be in this relationship. Bah, 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 bah. All the different things, right? I'm looking at my family of origin and knowing that not only is this a learned behavior to cut things off, to, you know, leave when it gets hard, whatever, but it's also part of my type. That is the nature nurture of growing up, understanding your family of origin and understanding our personality type. And some of you might be thinking this is exhausting. And I'm not going to lie, it kind of is. You guys know by now, I've got a lot of stuff going on with my family of origin, and looking at some of this is painful, and it's the most eye-opening, the most rewarding and the most therapeutic and healing work I've ever done, because I've known my type so well, but then also unraveling these loyalties to my family and the way that I've, you know, needed, I'm using air quotes, to show up in my family to be accepted or to keep with the norm. And so I posted something the other day about, I'm going to divert here for a second. I posted one of my old clients sent me a Washington Post article about, you know, the epidemic basically of people who have no idea what they're talking about on social media, giving away therapy advice. And it's, you know, again, it's damaging at best and unethical at worst. And this article is talking a lot about, and I agree with this, that we are really prone right now to throwing out personality disorders. You're a narcissist, or you have bipolar, or you're depressed, or you have anxiety, or all the things that we're throwing out there right now. Some of that is true. I mean, sometimes absolutely people have personality disorders. Obviously people have depression and anxiety. All of that is true. And what we are lacking in our culture right now is going back and looking at how the fuck we all got here. Instead of just labeling people narcissists or labeling them, you know, borderline personality disorder. Again, sometimes that's true, but more often than not, it's because you need a therapist to help you unpack how you got there in the first place. Most people that are being labeled something like this are not those things right now. Period. End of story. You're not a fucking narcissist. You don't have borderline personality disorder. You have had trauma. You have been born into this world with your personality type, and maybe your family didn't acknowledge that or appreciate who you were, or they tried to squish you or minimize you, or they beat the shit out of you, or they didn't listen to you. Big T, little T traumas. This is the work that therapists, not coaches, not teenagers that have been watching TikTok for a year. I cannot. It's so damaging. So I just got off on a tangent about that. But this is the importance of understanding who we are, how we are born into this world, and all of our upbringing. Before you label yourself, please do some work as to why you got here. Acknowledge, and again, most of my clients have wonderful relationships with their parents now, yet there's some real fucked up behavior that went on that shaped who they are. It doesn't mean you need to hate them. It doesn't mean anything other than acknowledging it and seeing that pattern of behavior. It is impossible for us to not have gotten influenced by our primary caregivers, how we went to school, our culture of origin, our family of origin, all of those things, in addition to our personality type. I should probably leave it there, but there's one more thing that I really want to talk about in terms of the hustle and the J. So David Dida wrote a book called Intimate Communion. I do not recommend the book, actually, but there's two chapters in it that really kind of changed my life and helped me understand what I shouldn't say I don't recommend it. That's not very fair. There's two chapters that are excellent, and then the rest of it, I don't know. I don't love. But you might. So anyway, David Dida, giving shout outs where shout outs are due. He taught me about masculine and feminine energy. And once I learned about that and being, you know, been using type for, you know, almost 30 years, I realized the correlation between masculine and feminine energy and our hustle and the J and the P personality type. So J's innately, again, innately means you were born with your personality type. All these other influences outside of us obviously influence that as well. Hence some of the masculine energy that's going on as well. However, J types are innately more masculine. And no matter your gender or your sexual orientation, we all have parts of masculine and feminine energy. Some men, or those who identify as male, have more feminine energy, and some women, like myself, who identify as a woman, have more masculine energy. It doesn't mean anything other than that. And it doesn't mean you're whatever. We're beyond that conversation, I hope. That J women, myself included, have more masculine energy because of our type. We want and need to be in control. We have visions. He talks about it in the book, and I love the way he describes it, especially because I live here now, is that masculine energy is like New York energy. I always want to say New York energy. So you're walking fast. It's gray. It's tall buildings. Everyone's moving very fast. You're very purpose driven and going straight. That is masculine energy. Basically, get the fuck out of my way, right? Woo. That's kind of masculine energy. Feminine energy on the other side is guess where? Hawaii. It's very feminine energy here. Very go with the flow, literally flowy dresses. I mean, I dress differently here. I'm still innately a New York bossy J. And part of my move here was to work on balancing this, to work on that infinity symbol and to work on my feminine energy. And the feminine, it makes me cry. That feminine energy is less controlling, less bossy, more understanding, more compassion, more leaning in versus bossy, controlling, fuck you, get out of my way. You are this way, labeling people, making assumptions, jumping to conclusions. Get out of my way. I got this to do. This is how you load the dishwasher. There's a right way to do this. Hurry up, do this. Acts of service, bossy, 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 bossy. Versus, let's just talk. Let's go with the flow. Let's see how our life unfolds. Let's have compassion versus judgment. That's it. And for me, that is what I am working on. I know innately, and the society that we live in is telling me to be a different way. And I've spent 48 years being the bossy, controlling, masculine, dominant, get out of my way, controlling. I've said that probably 10 times. That version of me is still there. And it is an effort, but an effort that is well worth it for me. And again, I'm an extreme person, put my money where my mouth is. I also don't have any children, so I can do these things to move somewhere that embodies this energy. And there's many ways that we can do that. Taking vacations, taking solo trips, doing meditation, sitting and breathing, not outperforming, not doing all the godforsaken things, saying no, going camping by yourself and reading a book, getting off of social media, going on vacation next week and not doing anything, not responding to anyone, allowing myself the space to breathe. Not be so controlling, not dominate people, let life unfold, yet still be ambitious. This is what I hope that we can all work on. This is what I am working on. This is why I'm here. This is why I'm doing this podcast. This is why I'm loving seeing my private clients, so that we are able to still be ambitious, go-getter women, and heal our hustle by making some very important choices. It's a choice in our lives. All right. Love you guys. I will see you in 1 week, but for me, 2 weeks, because as I said, I'm going to Kauai next week. Thank you for listening. Oh, I hope by the time this goes live, I will have my 200th review. I have 199 almost 5-star reviews. A couple people hate my guts, which always happens. But if you are so inclined, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love popping in there and seeing new reviews. The algorithm loves it. You know, iTunes loves it. And so it's good for all things, including me. And I appreciate the love. And that is, if you're thinking you love this and you're like, gosh, I wonder how I could repay her. That's how. If you would lovely do that, I would so appreciate it. All right, loves. I'll see you in a couple weeks. Bye. Next week for you.